So our whole family had to go for blood tests. It was time to check everyone's cholesterol levels, we were told. Now, as our son's blood was being drawn, he suddenly said, "I'm feeling a little weak." Well, that's unusual because his son was probably the strongest member of the family. But this actually had to do with chemistry, not strength, and he proceeded to suddenly go limp. And then he passed out. And when he came to just a few moments later, his first words were, of course, "What happened?" He later said that all he remembered was his eyes opening and seeing a mother's concerned face. Yep, there was Mom. And then that made him think back to a post-operative situation he had had once. Right after surgery, he was in the recovery room and he said, "All I remember is opening my eyes and seeing this really old nurse." Well, it's kind of funny how strong those, like, just waking up impressions are. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the best part of waking up. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Psalm 17, and I'm going to be reading verse 15. David says, "And I, in righteousness, I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness." Ha! Now, I think he's talking primarily here about physical resurrection after he dies. You know, after I die, I'm looking forward to seeing you. But this can also be applied to a lifestyle like this, waking up and seeing his likeness. There's a coffee company, remember, that had a commercial that said, "The best part of waking up is boop, boop, in your cup, you know." We don't do commercials. Well, rather than their kind of coffee in your cup, I'd like to rewrite that a little bit. The best part of waking up is Jesus in your room. That's what David's saying. I'm satisfied when I wake up with seeing your likeness. The early moments of your day kind of set the tone for the day. Is it going to be a stress day? Is it going to be a worry day? A dirty day? A negative day? A go-for-it day? So much depends on whether or not you consciously spend your waking moments with Jesus. And let me tell you, that takes discipline. As soon as you've got any control of your thoughts, you come out of that fog and you're starting to be able to think, that's the time to first, before anything else, acknowledge Jesus. "Lord, you're here, aren't you? Lord, I'm yours, right?" And in those groggy, getting up and getting ready moments, talk to him. Thank him for something from yesterday. Turn over to him whatever you know will tend to be dominating your day today. Isaiah put it this way: "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you." In the morning, it's like 20 different characters are trying to get on center stage in your head, including the devil, probably. The night before, make the choice that Jesus Christ is going to be the only one on center stage in the beginning of your day, the beginning of your morning. Seek first the kingdom of God. Remember that? Maybe that includes seeking him before you talk with or think about anyone else. Don't check your emails. Don't turn on the television. Don't answer the phone. Get up early if you have to, but don't be in anybody else's presence until you've been in his. Seek him first in your day, in those early, groggy moments. That Jesus focus can set the course for your whole day. And after a day begun with the Lord of the universe, you're ready for anything. See, the best part of waking up? Yep, it's waking up to Jesus.